In northern Israel, gunmen opened fire from a hillside, killing at least 7 Israelis. In Israel's assault on the West Bank and Gaza, nearly 30 Palestinians were killed today, most of them in a Gaza refugee camp. Israeli tanks also seized control of the West Bank town of Ramallah. The raid into Ramallah came hours after Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon decided to allow Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat freedom of movement. And it precedes Thursday's arrival in the region of the Bush administration's special Middle East envoy, Anthony Zinni. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
An Israeli army statement said Israeli troops were in control of all of Ramallah except Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound. Palestinian witnesses in Ramallah said tanks rolled into the city from 4 directions in the pre-dawn darkness. Hueda Araf, an Arab American living in Ramallah, describes what she saw in her downtown neighborhood.
They've surrounded this area. They have their tanks and APCs moving constantly all around us. And they just entered, at least 7 soldiers entered a building right across the street from me. And in addition, we've had on the loudspeaker announced by the soldiers approximately a half an hour ago that everyone inside Ramallah Hospital should come out with their hands up.
Palestinian officials said a security guard was wounded in the chest when Israeli troops fired into the compound housing Yasser Arafat's offices in Ramallah. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Arafat is free to leave his compound for the first time since December, but the Palestinian leader is still in Ramallah. The Ramallah incursion came after heavy fighting all night between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen in the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza. An Israeli army statement said the operation was aimed at finding rockets, destroying weapons factories, and arresting suspected Palestinian gunmen. Israeli military sources said Jabalia was a breeding ground for Palestinian suicide bombers. Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin says Israel has had to smash what he called the Palestinian terrorist infrastructure since Arafat has refused to act.
This whole country has become a war zone. And this is something that is intolerable, not just to us, but I believe to any civilized, democratic country around the world. And we are doing the best that we can, really taking very, very careful measures not to to harm civilian population, but first and foremost to defend our citizens, our men, women, and children.
Palestinians say that, in fact, many civilians have been killed. Today's Israeli strikes in Gaza and Ramallah are part of the largest Israeli offensive in the past 17 months of fighting. In the past 2 weeks, Israeli tanks and troops have stormed into 7 Palestinian refugee camps, killing dozens of Palestinians and arresting hundreds of others. But many in Israel say the government is not doing enough. Last night, an estimated 50,000 Israelis demonstrated in Tel Aviv, calling on the government to topple Arafat's Palestinian Authority. Tommy Zisserman from a Jewish settlement in the West Bank called Einav was driving home with her husband and son last June when they were stopped by a Palestinian gunman. He opened fire, killing her husband.
He looked into my eyes with a gun and he shot us. And my husband died. I don't know how you understand things differently after you see someone looking into your eyes and wanting you dead.
These intense passions on both sides will greet Special Envoy Anthony Zinni when he arrives in the region on Thursday. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.